From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news for the headlines. President Jokowi says averts a spike in COVID-19 cases over five-day-long holidays. Luhut Panjaitan says investors show interest in relocating investment to Indonesia. U.S. and Britain call out Russian hacking spree cyber attacks against Olympics. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo instructed his staff to prevent the number of cases of the coronavirus disease from increasing during the five-day-long holidays this year, from Wednesday to Sunday, November 1st. The head of state, while chairing a limited cabinet meeting on anticipation of the spread of COVID-19 during long holiday in late October 2020 on Monday, noted that Indonesia has experienced this in the past with a rather high increase in the number of COVID-19 cases after the long holidays a month and a half ago at the end of August 2020. As reported by Antaranus Agency, the president warned of ensuring no resurgence of an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases during the long holiday season, as had occurred at the end of August 2020. Hence, Jokowi said the government needs to discuss this so that the long holidays and joint leave activities do not have an impact on the increase in the number of COVID-19 cases. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said many countries invested in China before the COVID-19 pandemic, but now some of them are starting to look for other states to relocate their investment. Luhut, in a written statement on Monday, October 19, 2020, said Indonesia is one of the countries that investors are starting to show interest to move their industries. Due to this fact, he added, Indonesia must be able to turn it into a good account in order to boost the economy. He said Indonesia needs to transform its economic activities in efforts to achieve making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap so it can make use of the situation by showing that the country is competitive and able to compete globally. Luhut argued it is pivotal to transform the economy in the era of making Indonesia 4.0, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. He added Indonesia is facing a rapid change in the geopolitical landscape. The changes, he went on, were evident from global changes due to the technology and rapid globalization, as well as increasing geopolitical tensions in various countries, particularly the trade war between the United States and China. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said the government is preparing tax deductions for companies, including those in the pharmaceutical industry, who have undertaken research or innovation programs for finding a COVID-19 vaccine. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Minister Mulyani at a press conference on October's state budget in Jakarta on Monday hopes for Indonesian pharmaceutical companies to use this momentum amidst COVID-19 and the various incentives are given by the government, including the super deduction. She informed pharmaceutical companies that are conducting research to discover a vaccine against COVID-19 are eligible for the tax incentive. With the tax stimulus, she continued, domestic pharmaceutical companies can increase the pharmaceutical industry's capacity and industry's capabilities. The Indonesian government has claimed that the COVID-19 pandemic has speeded up the nation's digital transformation, which has been on the national agenda of the Jokowi Maruf Amin administration in pursuit of Indonesian Onward 2024. Expert staff for digital transformation Creativity and Human Resources to the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Mira Tayyiba, during a webinar on Monday stated that the digital transformation, which earlier went rather slowly, has found its way to accelerate during this pandemic. She noted the digital-based activities range from online learning, working, to participating in religious services from home. Mira noted Indonesia is pursuing the vision of emerging as an advanced nation by 2045, for which economic transformation is a requirement. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Britain and the United States on Monday condemned what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence, including attempts to disrupt next year's Olympic and Paralympic Games in Tokyo. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, British and U.S. officials said the attacks were conducted by Unit 74455 of Russia's DRU, Military Intelligence Agency, also known as the Main Center for Special Technologies. In an indictment unsealed on Monday, the U.S. Justice Department said six members of the unit had played key roles in attacks on targets ranging from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to the 2017 French election. The charges covered 4 years of malicious cyber activity from 2015 to 2019. U.S. officials would not say whether the timing of the announcement just ahead of the 2020 U.S. presidential election was intended to serve as a warning to foreign government-linked hacking groups. The U.S. Trade Representative Office, USTR, said on Monday, the United States and Brazil have signed a new protocol on trade rules and transparency, updating a 2011 agreement between the two countries. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, USTR in a statement stated the protocol, first announced by Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro earlier on Monday, includes new annex with provisions on customs administration and trade facilitation, regulatory practices, and anti-corruption. It said the two countries would also continue to explore ways to increase trade in goods and services and encourage further investment. U.S. President Donald Trump will take part in the upcoming third round of presidential debate, despite the fact that the Commission on Presidential Debates has decided to change the rules, allowing for the muting of microphones, Trump campaign manager Bill Stephens said. Stephens said in on Monday statement that the president is committed to debating Joe Biden regardless of last-minute rule changes. Stephens said the debates commission was biased and was trying to provide advantage to their favored candidate. Earlier on Monday, the commission issued a statement saying that Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden will have their microphones muted for parts of the upcoming debate in Nashville. The third and last debate between Trump and Biden is scheduled to take place in Nashville, Tennessee on Thursday. The second round was cancelled as Trump had contracted COVID-19 but refused to debate Biden virtually. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling 1 year administration of Joko Widodo Maruf Amin. Today, October 20, 2020, is precisely the 1 year administration of Joko Widodo Maruf Amin. Opinions, criticism, compliments, and responses from various stakeholders on what was achieved in 1 year appeared in various media. Of course, the assessment also varied. In his speech after the presidential inauguration ceremony for the period 2019-2024 on October 20, 2019, Joko Widodo conveyed five priorities for his administration. The five priorities are development of superior human resources, continuation of infrastructure development, simplification of regulation in the omnibus law, simplification of bureaucracy, and economic transformation, not only relying on natural resources. Of course, these five points are in the spotlights of evaluation. The government of Joko Widodo Maruf Amin continues to make efforts to achieve these five priority targets. Although it is considered that many people have not achieved the desired results, especially at this time, like other countries around the world, Indonesia continues to strive against and anticipate the COVID-19 pandemic and national economic recovery. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, infrastructure development is still being continued. One of them that has been inaugurated is the Banda Aceh-Sigli Toll Road in Aceh. During the inauguration, President Joko Widodo emphasized that infrastructure development must be continued to enhance Indonesia's competitiveness. More importantly, it is the strategy to accelerate the recovery of the national economy. Another priority that has been realized is the simplification of regulation by revising several laws into one omnibus law, namely the Job Creation Law. Although since the omnibus law was passed by the House of Representatives DPR on October 5, 2020, it has sparked protests from several groups. Another priority, the simplification of the bureaucracy, has also been carried out, although it has not been completed. According to the Ministry of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform, the simplification of the bureaucracies in the new ministries or institution has been achieved by around 70%. The COVID-19 pandemic is a momentum for the rise of the manufacturing industry in Indonesia. In the midst of several regions implementing large-scale social restrictions, Indonesia's Purchasing Managers Index in September did indeed drop to 47.2. But that figure was still better than at the start of the pandemic in March, which was 43.5. In the current pandemic situation, achieving the maximum result as targeted is quite difficult. However, appreciation for the steps taken by administration of Joko Widodo Maruf Amin certainly needs to be revealed, especially to create a healthy Indonesia. High appreciation must be conveyed to the Indonesian government for its efforts to provide and create COVID-19 vaccine. In October, the president and his ministers had succeeded in securing 213.1 million COVID-19 vaccine from the world's vaccine producers. Achieving better results, of course, is the hope of all Indonesian people. To achieve that, of course, must be supported by all Indonesian people. The support cannot be carried out with ordinary steps, especially amid the COVID-19 pandemic. As President Joko Widodo has often pointed out, extraordinary steps are needed to move forward. President Joko Widodo's appeal in his speech at the 75th General Assembly session of the United Nations last September to create a healthy and productive world should be a priority, as well as a reminder of all Indonesians. Healthy and productive Indonesia can be achieved if the whole stakeholders co-work. Of course, it's with a strong and consistent commitment to always cooperate. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter. But if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll begin with the inauguration of the third president of the Republic of Indonesia, Abdurrahman Wahid, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, and Joko Widodo, other presidents of the Republic of Indonesia who were sworn in on October 20th. Abdurrahman Wahid, or known as Gus Dur, became the fourth president of Indonesia and was inaugurated on October 20, 1999. The sixth president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, was inaugurated on October 20, 2004. He was also elected for the second time in the 2009 election and was sworn in October 20 of that year. The seventh president of the Republic of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, was sworn in on October 20, 2014. He was then re-elected and inaugurated on October 20, 2019. Let's move on October 20, 2010. When World Statistics Day was commemorated for the first time. The UN Statistical Commission has declared World Statistics Day to be commemorated for the first time on October 20, 2010. World Statistics Day is celebrated every 5 years. In 2010, 103 countries celebrated National Statistics Day, including 51 African countries, which co-celebrate Africa Statistics Day each year on November 18. This year, World Statistics Day is being celebrated for the third time with the theme Connecting the World with Data We Can Trust. I learned today in history with October 20, 2011, when the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi killed. Muammar Gaddafi came to power in Libya as the revolutionary head of the Libyan Arab Republic from 1969 to 1977, and later as the leader and guide to the revolution of the Libyan Arab Jamahiriyah from 1977 to 2011. Gaddafi was a controversial figure. He was praised for having anti-imperialist views. But internationally, he is known as a dictator who has committed human rights abuses and funded terrorism abroad. On October 20, 2011, at the age of 68, Muammar Gaddafi was killed by rebel forces. The bodies of Gaddafi and his son, Mutasim, and former Defense Minister Abu Bakar Yunis were shown to the public at a meat cooler in a market in Misrata City, Libya, before being buried in an undisclosed location. So that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Oh, begini rasanya kehilangan dirimu kekasih. Tak pernah ku bayangkan sakitnya akan seperti ini. Kau telah pergi. Oh, mengapa kau tinggalkan aku seperti ini saat aku masih berharap.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today entitling Indonesia and Russia agreed to increase economic cooperation in the field of trade, investment, and industry. Indonesia and Russia agreed to reaffirm their shared commitment to increasing economic cooperation in the field of trade, investment, and industry in facing the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The agreement was reached by both countries at the fourth meeting of the Indonesian-Russian Working Group on Trade, Investment and Industry, which took place virtually on Wednesday. Coinciding with the momentum of the 70th anniversary of bilateral relations, the fourth Working Group on Trade, Investment and Industry, or WGTII, has become an important forum to further strengthen cooperation, collaboration, consultation and dialogue in the economic fields of the two countries. This was conveyed by Assistant Deputy for Economic Cooperation for Europe, Africa, and the Middle East at the Coordinating Ministry for the Economy, Fajar Wirawan Hario, as the head of the delegation of the Republic of Indonesia at the meeting. As reported on www.econ.go.id, Indonesia conveyed the importance of removing various trade barriers, increasing promotion, and accelerating the Russian import permit process for several agricultural, plantation, and fishery products from Indonesia. He also mentioned that palm oil, tropical fruit, and Indonesian coffee are in demand by various groups, especially the younger generation in coffee shops in Russia. Quoting a report on the kemlu.go.id, Director of the Departments of Multilateral Economic Cooperation and Special Projects, Ministry of Economic Development of Russia, Natalia Stavrand, who acted as chairperson of the Russian delegation, said that Indonesia is one of the important trading partners for Russia. Russia is committed to increasing the value of trade and investment with Indonesia. The fourth Indonesia-Russia WGTII meeting discussed various obstacles, opportunities, and breakthroughs to reduce barriers to trade exports and imports, to explore cooperation in developing strategic industries and handling the COVID-19, including vaccine cooperation, and to encourage active participation of the business and private sectors in investment projects between the two countries. Indonesia and Russia also agreed to provide support for the completions of the Joint Feasibility Study Group, or GFSG, between Indonesia and the Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU, countries as an effort to form a free trade agreement between Indonesia and EAEU member countries. The results of the next meeting are outlined in the protocol of the fourth sessions of Indonesia-Russian Working Group on Trade, Investment and Industry, which becomes the basis for the two countries in preparing for the 13th Indonesian-Russia Joint Commission Session SKP in the field of trade, economic and technical cooperation in 2021. That was my Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Takkan pernah hilang untuk selamanya.
terjaga. Selama tinggal kasih, ku telah pergi selamanya. Oh, bunga terakhir ku persembahkan kepada yang menjadi cinta tinggallah kenangan.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Radya Pustaka Surakarta Museum. Stay tuned. Listener, located on Jalan Slamet Riyadi, Surakarta, there is a building which is the oldest museum in Indonesia. Radya Pustaka Museum was established by Kanjeng Raden Adipati Sosrodiningrat IV on October 18, 1890. This building was previously the residence of Dutch citizen named Johannes Boselaar. The word Radya means government, while Pustaka means letters. This place used to be a letter storage area for the Dutch royal. As time goes by, this place not only stored letters, but also various important objects related to the kingdom. The collection then also adding more numbers until finally it is turned as a museum. Entering the building's front yard, you will immediately see bust of Rangga Warsita, a great poet of Surakarta in the 19th century. Entering into the building, in the first room, you can see a storage room for various types of domestic and foreign puppets of wayang. Wayang from Indonesia consists of wayang purwa, wayang gadok, wayang madya, wayang klitik, wayang sukat, and wayang beber. While various puppets from abroad, such as Nang puppet from Thailand. Moving on the next room, namely the Tosan Aji room or Princess Metal room. This room displays various metal maidens, statues and miniatures of joglo houses, the original house of Central Java. Then there is the room that stores various types of ceramics. However, before entering the third room, in between the second and third rooms, you can find organ or music box, which was a gift from Napoleon Bonaparte to Paku Buwono IV in 1788 to 1820. The first room is the library. The collection of books in this library are mostly in Dutch and Javanese. In front of the fourth room, there is a statue of Johannes Albertus Wilkens, a linguist who created a Javanese-Dutch dictionary. The fifth room is a room that stores various bronze-made collections, such as statues and gamelan. While the sixth room is an ethno room. In this room, there is a great gamelan belonging to Kanjeng Raden, Adipati Sosrodiningrat IV. In addition, there are also traditional weaving tools and gamelan genderan, which is a set of gamelan strung looks like a table and can be played by one player. The seventh room called the Rojomolo room. Rojomolo is a giant figure ruler of the sea. This statue was created by Paku Buwono V. The Rajamala statue was a decoration of the front of the boat which used to pick up the Empress of Paku Buwono IV. The last room located at the back of the museum. This room contains a model of the tomb of the Imogiri kings and various statues. If you are interested to visit the Radya Pustaka Museum, the museum is opened starting from Tuesday to Sunday at 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. local time. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Thanks for listening.
Jalan menyisir malam dan tak terasa dingin menerpa. Aku berjalan menahan perih dari hati yang telah rapuh. Malam-malamku semakin pilu, entah mengapa asa merajut. Suara hati lirih berdesir menerangkan lara hati. Jangan tanya bila akhirnya kita terpisah.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is luar biasa, or in English, extraordinary. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on luar biasa, or extraordinary. At the meeting point, at the Komodo Airport Labuan Bajo, Kevin waits 15 minutes for the travel agency to pick him up.
Bagaimana pendapatmu tentang Pulau Kelor?
Sungguh luar biasa.
After listening to this conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is luar biasa. Luar biasa, which means extraordinary. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Pendapat. Pendapat, which means opinion. Luar biasa. Luar biasa, which means extraordinary. Sungguh. Sungguh, which means really. The expression luar biasa is used to show admiration for something. The word sungguh, which means really, is an emphasis of expression of admiration, which means true or very. In the dialogue, there is an expression sungguh luar biasa. Sungguh luar biasa, which means truly extraordinary or very unusual. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the sample conversation one more time.
Bagaimana pendapatmu tentang Pulau Kelor?
Sungguh luar biasa.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. I'm Nuka Kusumati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For home, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Coba, coba untuk pertahankan semua cinta, waktu, usaha. Aku berikan semua, tapi percuma. Pasti ada yang salah cara berpikirmu. Ini cuma masalah tentang asumsimu. Harus selalu kabarin di mana posisiku.
Aku enggak.
Nyesel ngejak balikan. Kamu juga yang bilang aku gak pantas disayang. Tolong jangan dipaksa, ku sudah hilang rasa. Butuh satu-satunya cara kita tak terluka. Tiada yang salah cara berpikirmu. Aku selalu ngalah sama sifat egoismu. Aku pernah coba pertahankan sama kamu.
Coba pikirkan,
tapi aku gak bisa.
Masih bisa. Kasih kesempatan, masih bisa panjang. Coba pikir, masih bisa.
Kesempatan masih bisa panjang, kasih kesempatan masih bisa panjang, kasih kesempatan masih bisa panjang.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a mellow song entitled Terbalut Rindu sampai Iyet Bustami. The song Terbalut Rindu was composed by Iyet Bustami. In accordance with the title, this song tells the story of someone who missed their lover. They imagine the beloved lover day and night. In accordance with the lyrics that describe longing, the song has slow tempo music. Iyet Bustami, known as Malay and Dangdut singer, who very famous in Indonesia due to her nice and distinctive voice. Listener, let's listen to the song Terbalut Rindu, sung by Iyet Bustami. Enjoy the song.
Jauh melayang padamu, kasih kesuma jiwaku. Bukan rindu sekedar merayu, kesungguhan hati tulus untukmu.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.